This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University says it will receive state funding to restart a long-desired and long-delayed project on the Macomb campus. The university says the Illinois Capital Development Board will release $8.9 million for the Center for Performing Arts. Interim Provost Billy Clow says the money will let WIU update architectural drawings.
It's been, you know, close to 5 years now since we've really had a chance to update things and look. We have to go back through and double check code, you know, electrical, plumbing, all that sort of thing, you know, manufacturing. I mean, a lot of the lighting fixtures have probably changed, carpets, all those things have to be reconsidered and looked at before we can move forward and get the documents ready for bid. So it shouldn't take us very long. But again, even the architects had been shelved for 5 years, and so they have to reengage their team and all the consultants, acoustical consultants, and all those types of folks to get us back up to speed.
Well, at one time, the project did go out for bid, and the state rejected the bids, correct?
Correct. There only one bid came in on time. There were two contractors at that meeting, one whose date stamp, you know, they have a specific time they have to put their bid in. They were 11 seconds late, and the clerk said, "You're late. Thank you," and handed them back their documents after they time-stamped it. The other one came in after the fact as well. And so we never actually got a really good sense of what the bid project would have been.
The price of construction increases over time, so have you had to scale back what you want to do?
Well, there's some escalation that's been built into it. So construction costs escalate over the 5 years. And so there's a basic formula that they utilize, and I don't know what that formula is specifically, but I do know that they've looked at what it would have taken to get us to that base package that was proposed, you know, 14-ish years ago now. And so that's where we will start. Once the architects and the contractors get it put together, we'll take a look at it and see if we have to scale back anything. We've got some options if we need to here and there. We can go from, you know, the top of the line things. You know, the architects originally, when they built this thing, everything was, you know, the best you could get in the world. I'm not certain that we have to have all of those things. Some of it was just decoration, as it were. We've cut a lot of that stuff out. We want a good, solid, state-of-the-art building that's the highlight of the state of Illinois and can move us all forward.
There was a ceremonial groundbreaking 9 years ago, maybe. Once actual construction starts, how long will it take to build this?
So, well, the total project is scheduled to be around 30 months. So the construction part of it should take about 2 years. So it all just depends on when the final okay is given to us, when we start moving forward, when the bids come in, et cetera. The original groundbreaking happened before I even worked at Western. The giant presenting of the check that happened then with Governor Quinn was right before the election there. And then after his loss and Governor Rauner took over, then that's when the building was suspended at the time. Once we get to that point where we see some shovels in the ground, I think is where all of us are going to feel comfortable that something is moving forward.
You're confident this is going to happen?
I'm as confident as I have been in the last 8 years.
Billy Clow is the Dean of the College of Fine Arts and Communication at Western Illinois University. He's also the school's interim provost. Clow says the Center for Performing Arts will include a concert hall, two smaller theaters, rehearsal rooms, and classrooms. Planning for the building dates back to the 1970s. When Western hosted the groundbreaking ceremony in 2011, the estimated cost was $68 million. That's $21 million less than the current estimate. Rich Egger reporting.